thought this was an informal.
Alrighty. Good afternoon, or good morning. Today is September 7th. It's 10 a.m. I call the regularly scheduled meeting of the Public Service Commission to order. I'm Julie Fedorchak. Also present with me, our commissioner is Randy Christman and Sherry Hogan-Hoffert. So we have a quorum. For starters this morning, I want to welcome the latest member of our team, Chris Nelson. Hansen. See, I always want to get this scooped up. There's a commissioner in South Dakota whose name is Chris Nelson. And so I've already kind of aligned you with him. Hansen. Chris is the latest member of our Public Utilities Division team, and he officially brings the Public Service Commission to full strength. We have been operating in power play for how long, Steve?
3 years.
3 years at least.
So that is, it's awesome that we, for today, have every single position filled, and let's just like cross our fingers and hope that we can stay at this equilibrium now for a long time, I hope, because we have a wonderful team in place. Chris is our latest member. Having a full team in the Public Utilities Division is really essential. There's so much happening in that area with the industry changes nationwide, so much happening with FERC, with the RTOs, with our utilities and all the transitions they're making. So we really need to have every position filled with very capable people. And Chris is one of those. He comes with a lot of good experience. Most recently, he was head of Rough Rider. Prior to that, he spent a number of years with MDU, and he is a CPA, has great accounting background, understands utility language. So we're really excited to have you on board, Chris. Welcome, and thanks for bringing us to full strength now. I will say a bit more about this transition that's been occurring for the last 3 years. So the Public Service Commission has evolved from many, many long-term employees who have now kind of cycled through the retirement, and we've been replacing them with, you know, this new team. We've found wonderful folks, got a lot of great, highly skilled people on board, and 80% of our positions are filled with different people than they were that held those positions in 2019. So that is an incredible amount of turnover for one agency to manage in a short amount of time. And a lot of the transition has fallen on the shoulders of Steve Call, our executive director. So Steve, thank you for your leadership through all of this and for all the dedication that you have put, the blood, sweat, and tears to finding the right people for these jobs. It was a personal mission. I know it was a very personal goal of yours to find the very best people for each and every one of these positions, and I think we have done just that. So thank you for your leadership and all your hard work to that end with your able staff, Jill Kringsted, Jack Hsu, all the division directors helping out to that end as well. So thank you, Steve. It's been really quite a journey. So with that, I'll turn it over to my colleague, Commissioner Christman, for any opening comments.
Mostly well said. Certainly hats off to Steve and the rest of the staff in working to, as you said so well, get the very best people in here. And I really feel they've accomplished that. So I also say thank you. I will say while you were talking, I was glad, again, that I married a UND grad, or I would have had to ask you what you meant by operating under a power play. I learned that, but I'm not totally without knowledge of sports terms, because I do, for instance, understand 21st century national championships. No other comments.
Sherry, your turn. Punch back.
Do you want to join me this weekend, Randy? No, I want to acknowledge a safety program evaluation that the PSC, our pipeline safety program, went through. This summer we had PHMSA here on site reviewing our pipeline safety program. Met with them, and we did receive our final report from them. And our Gasline Pipeline Safety Program received a score of 99 out of 100 points, making this the best evaluation that the commission has received in the last 3 years. Julie referenced that we've had turnover in staff and due to retirements, and we have two people who are new in the program, Kevin Schmidt, who started with us in February of 2022, and then Lincoln Paulsruth in March. And under the supervision of Caleb, he has just done a tremendous job in evolving that program, staying on top of that program, and his leadership, attention to detail, showed by us receiving a pipeline safety score of 99 out of 100. And it goes without saying, the division director, Conrad Crawford, has done a tremendous job. So I want to acknowledge our gas and pipeline safety program for their outstanding evaluation of 99 out of 100. And I just want to say one thing about that one point. And I said it to the individual that was here from PHMSA. That point was lost, but we were doing it. We just didn't have the documentation when we were following up with the companies. And all what they were asking for was the documentation, and even the company said that we were having that follow through. So I was joking with Conrad that I would have argued for at least a half a point, but he said, that's okay, Sherry, we'll take it. But we're doing it, and we'll just show it by the documentation. So kudos to the staff and all those involved for a job well done.
Excellent. That is, and it's such an important program, the pipeline safety program. That's the pipes that go right up to into the homes of everybody that gets gas service to the home. And so it has an impact every single day on the safety and well-being of the citizens of the state. So Caleb has been an awesome leader, so steady, so calm, so thorough. I mean, he's just one of the wonderful new employees that we have, and we're really lucky to have him, and we really hope to keep him for a long time. So, all right. We have, moving on to the consent agenda. We have a couple items on consent. I move passage of those items.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
All right. Thank you, Steve. All right. On to the regular agenda. I have a few items. All of them are pretty easy. I move the Commission issue a notice of public hearing and Public Service Commission demand response investigation, case number PU-22-145.
Second.
So this is an investigation that sounds more serious than it probably is. It's really the process that we've created to get information from the public and stakeholders and industry on demand response programs. It's in direct response to the IIJA, which required the commission to do this. And so we will basically be seeking information at this hearing, 1:30 p.m. Central Time on September 22nd, from the utilities and anybody else who would like to provide input on promoting the use of demand response and demand flexibility practices by commercial, residential, and industrial customers to reduce electricity consumption during periods of unusually high demand. So I do think this is an area, and we might have some difference in opinions in the commission on this, but from my perspective, I think demand response is kind of low-hanging fruit that we could be perhaps being more strategically incentivizing our utility customers to participate in. And so I'm really excited about this investigation and this opportunity to dig more deeply into, first, what we have in terms of tariffs in place for incentivizing demand response and what might be possible for enhancing those. So I'm looking forward to this.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Thank you, Steve. All right. I move the commission issue a notice of public hearing and public service commission electrification of transportation investigation, case number PO-22-147.
Second.
Thanks, Randy. So this is a similar effort. It's an investigation into, well, this is called electrification of transportation. We more commonly known electric vehicles, EVs. So we'll be having a similar type hearing, a public opportunity for comment on electrification of the transportation sector, including the establishment of rates by the commission with the utilities we regulate that promote affordable and equitable electric vehicle charging options, improve customer experience, accelerate third-party investment in charging infrastructure, and appropriately recover the marginal costs of delivering electricity to EVs and the charging infrastructure. So those are some of the things we'll be exploring. I would anticipate we'll hear a lot from utilities. Also hope, we really hope to hear from the public and anybody who's interested in the cause of electric vehicles, or you know, anybody who also has things to say contrary to electric vehicles. We want to hear from everyone on these issues and bring in as much information as possible so we can make good, informed decisions in the future on how we would structure rates to in response to the growth of electric vehicles and the development of that infrastructure in our state. And I don't know, did I say the time? The time and place is September 22nd at 1:30 p.m. So we're doing these at the same time. Okay. One after the other, I assume.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Thank you, Steve. My final motion, I move the commission issue first reissued certificate of corridor compatibility number 173 and first reissued route permit number 185 to Alexander Connector LLC, formerly known as NST Express LLC. In NST Express LLC and Alexander Connector LLC, name change corridor number 173 and route number 185, citing application case number PU-22-345.
Second.
Thank you, Sherry. This is just a transfer of the certificate of corridor compatibility route permit from this entity to NST Express. They've gone through the process and testified that they're willing to comply by all the original requirements of the permits, and so this is ready to go.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Thank you, Steve. That's it for my portfolio. It's all yours, Randy.
I move the commission adopt the order certifying use of Federal Universal Services Support and Public Service Commission USF Use Certification 47 CFR 54.314 2023, compliance case number PU-22-230.
Second.
The Telecommunications Act of 1996 requires that telecommunications carriers use universal service support only for the provision, maintenance, and upgrading of facilities and services for which support is intended. That, I guess, seems obvious enough. Federal regulations require states that desire eligible telecommunications carriers to receive support pursuant to the high-cost program file an annual certification that all federal high-cost support provided to such carriers was used in the preceding calendar year and will be used in the coming calendar year only as intended. presented a big obstacle to the commission years ago, because how would they certify that? So 20 years ago, in 2002, the PSC issued an order indicating that any carrier providing local exchange service in North Dakota that desires to have PSC certification shall file an affidavit with the commission certifying that federal support they receive is used as intended. And the commission further ordered that the affidavits filed by the commission will be the basis for the PSC's certification to the FCC. FCC accepts that as a basis for certification. Affidavits regarding use of federal universal service support were filed with the PSC this year by 40 companies. And with approval of this motion, the commission will send a copy of each of the filed affidavits to the FCC and the Universal Service Administrative Company.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
I move the commission adopt the findings of fact, conclusions of law, and order in Quest Corporation, PIDS and PAP, cancellation / application case number PU-22-20.
Second.
So under Federal Telecommunications Act of 96, again, Quest is required to provide open access to its networks, facilities, and services to other providers, such as competitive local exchange carriers. Measures known as PIDs, which are performance indicator definitions, provide specific data about the quality of the open access provided by CenturyLink to the other carriers, and a PAP, which is a performance assurance plan, applies specific standards or goals that the performance measures must accomplish. So the PIDs and PAP are the result of a specific plan entered into between CenturyLink and the CLECs back in the year 2000. The CLECs believed and CenturyLink agreed that the PIDs and PAP arrangement would allow the CLECs to provide service on par with the way CenturyLink provided service to its own retail customers. Since 2000, the number of products that are actually covered by the PIDs and the PAP have declined significantly with a more competitive environment. CenturyLink filed an application with the PSC for approval to eliminate the PIDs and PAP. On June 24th, we held a public hearing, and the notice identified two issues to be considered in that proceeding. One was whether the elimination of PIDs and PAP should be approved, and two, if it was approved, whether all existing interconnection agreements with CenturyLink should be modified to eliminate PIDs and PAP without the need for further filings or approvals. So all the CLECs operating in North Dakota were notified of CenturyLink's plan. In addition, CenturyLink reached out specifically to the CLECs with the highest volume of orders under the plan and offered to meet with them to address any concerns that they might have. Only one CLEC even expressed an interest in meeting with CenturyLink about the elimination. And after CenturyLink provided them with their own detailed data, that CLEC confirmed that they would have no concerns with this. So in the end, no CLECs objected to the application to eliminate PIDs and PAP. Advocacy staff did present some compelling measures to keep them. And I will say, frankly, to me, CenturyLink's response to an advocacy staff data request was certainly disappointing. But based a lot on the lack of concern by the CLECs, who are actually to be the beneficiaries of this information, I believe the PIDs and PAP just no longer serve the purpose for which they were originally designed, and that CenturyLink has provided good cause for removing them. So elimination of the PIDs and PAP will be approved with passage of this motion, as well as the elimination from the agreements that are on hand.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
Thank you. Thanks, Randy, for bringing this forward and seeing this interesting case through, I agree with you that it's time to say farewell to PIDS and PAP, as sad as it will be to not be able to say that in the commission meetings anymore. but I, the only issue I have with what you said is I really didn't see much of a issue that advocacy raised in terms of reasons, legitimate reasons to keep it. I think that the public interest in this would have been if the CLEX had any concerns, and they clearly didn't. In fact, there was like less than $3,000 worth of payments done in the last couple of years for these services. So it was a pretty small amount of issue and kind of a slam dunk, I think, to move along. So I didn't see much of a public threat to this change.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
All right, that was it for you, correct,
yep.
Randy?
Yep.
All right, and Sherry took the day off.
I can just make a motion.
Just kidding. All right, so we'll do a couple announcements, then we'll take a brief recess. So this afternoon we have a meeting with North Dakota Game and Fish just to get kind of a general update on some of their programs and some of the criteria for being involved in some of their programs. These things are referenced in our hearings at times, and my understanding is they just want us to better understand some of the background for things that are referenced in hearings. Next week, on Friday, we have a work session on the Badger Wind Project. Next week is the Lignite Energy Council quarterly meeting. We'll have that, and we have an informal scheduled with MDU that I might be seeking to adjust that time, so we'll talk about that in scheduling. And an information exchange meeting with NSP on the afternoon of September 20th. And then we are starting to get into they're listed as information exchange meetings, like with NextEra on the 27th of September and Elite on the October 7th. And this might even be the one with NSP. Those are all discussions on light mitigating technology. And right, is the NSP one too, Victor? Thank you. So we will have the companies in. They've answered a bunch of questions for staff. We'll have can see their responses prior to the meeting with them, and then we're just going to have a discussion. There's quite a bit of variability in the between companies, between the effectiveness of the light mitigating technology. So we want to have a good discussion with each of them on their experience with it and just really better understand how that technology can be maximized to benefit the folks living around it. I have anecdotally heard from folks who live near some of these facilities who acknowledge that the technology is working and they really appreciate it. And then I hear from others who think that the technology isn't even deployed because the lights are always on. So that's what we'll get to the bottom of in some of our discussions. And with that, I think we can take a brief recess for any questions.